We actually started out the week, went out to the Crow Reservation to meet jointly with the Tribal Relations Committee and leaders of the Crow Nation. They were having a joint meeting. We were one of the participants, along with many other people. They had a pretty full agenda, but they asked us to kind of give an update on some of the things that we're doing at the Department of Corrections as it relates to Native American and Native American programs. And it also gave us an opportunity to introduce Harlan and talk about the work he'll be doing for the department.
And we'll be talking about all those in just a moment. But generally, you think it was a pretty productive meeting?
Yeah, I do. I do think it was a good meeting. I had spent some time when I was with the Department of Justice on all of the reservations talking about and learning about their public safety needs. I thought the meeting was good. It gave us a chance to talk about not only the Native American population in the correction system, but also some of the programs that we are working on that will help with Native American successful reentry back to their communities.
Mm. Mr. Trombley, I know your job is basically to provide cultural awareness to agency staffers, but what does that mean? What do you do?
Basically what I do is I put together a cultural awareness training curriculum that's for, like you said, all corrections staff and other department staff, which includes like the pre-release centers around the state, the treatment centers. Basically, it's just letting people know about the Native American heritage, the culture. For instance, the sweats and smudging that Native Americans do, just kind of the background of that and why the Native people do that.
And also eye contact is another thing, right?
Yeah, a lot of that is like the Native American people, they don't like to make like direct eye contact. They think of that as being disrespectful. And it may, for staff, prison staff, it can make them think that they're maybe, for instance, lying or not telling the truth, just trying to educate the staff.
Yeah. How big a difference can a little thing like that make? Let's just take the eye contact. Can that really snowball into a bigger deal than it has to be?
I think it can, you know, especially with if you don't know why people do that. It can change their perspective on how the Native inmate population, you know, how they kind of present themselves.
Yeah. And what can sweats and smudging do for a tribal inmate?
I think it can help with like their spiritual life, can help with the way they think, can kind of lead them to, I guess, go in a positive direction with their life, you know, not only inside the correctional facility, but once they get out.
So it helps center them a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Batista, what's the history of this liaison position? What circumstances led to its creation?
Well, actually, the position has been part of the Department of Corrections for a number of years. When I first took over as the director of the Department of Corrections this January 7th of a year ago, the position had, shortly after I started, the coordinator position had become vacant. The coordinator had moved to a different state. So we were in the process of evaluating some reorganization things within the department and adding some additional responsibilities to the position. And long story short, that's ultimately how we came to hire Harlan. He is also responsible for attending job fairs and recruitment of potential Native American candidates to the Department of Corrections. He has a number of things in the works. The department has a history of doing that, and we'll continue to do that and present what we think are some employment opportunities for qualified Native American applicants.
Mr. Trombley, granted, you haven't been there all that long. What, 2 or 3 months, is that right?
A little over 2 months now.
A little over 2 months. What have you noticed? Was the cultural divide pretty expansive between the Native inmates and the white staffers, or is it exaggerated, or what?
Well, I think, you know, we do need, there's very little of Native American staff, but, you know, like the director said, trying to attend all these career fairs will hopefully, you know, will help the department and also the state.
But is there a cultural divide?
I don't really think so. Mm. You know, like I said, just trying to get more people hired.
And you also work with families of Native inmates, right?
Yes.
What do you do?
A lot of recent calls that I've received from families, a lot of them, they don't understand the criminal justice system, why they're like their family member that may be in prison or a community correction center. You know, they don't know the procedures. So a lot of it is just giving them that information. And a lot of it is just taking the time to listen to them. A lot of feedback what I've got is thanking me just for listening to them.
And you've been in law enforcement for some time, haven't you?
I have. I worked with the Blackfeet Tribal Police for a short time as a police officer. Then I went to work for Cascade County, their adult detention center, regional prison, as a correctional officer and case manager, unit manager.
I'm just curious, how'd you take that path for a career?
Well, basically, my family lived in Great Falls, you know, and I just kind of just wanted to change, you know, something stable. And, you know, I worked almost 11 years in Great Falls. When this position came available, I just wanted, a change in my career. So I thought this would be a good career change.
Do you enjoy it? I would imagine it'd be very tough work.
The job I'm doing now?
Yeah.
It's a tough field. I think as long as you separate your work from your family, and as long as you have the support of your family, I think that helps out too.
And do you, if you don't mind my asking?
I do. My wife, she's very supportive of what I do, and I think that plays a big part.
I'm curious, how do other Native inmates view you when they first meet you? Do they question your loyalties and your motives, or do you think they embrace the opportunity to work and talk with a brother of theirs, if you will?
So far, I've been touring a lot of the facilities in Montana and talking with the inmates. A lot of them are glad that this position is filled. A lot of them I know from working in Great Falls at the regional prison. Some of them, a lot of them already kind of know who I am.
And the others, do you have to win them over sometimes?
Well, I think just, you know, like I said, introduce myself. I'm trying to set up regular meetings with all facilities, like monthly meetings where I'm made available, you know, every month. I think by doing that will help too. It'll kind of give me, a more positive rapport with all of them also. It's a lot of traveling, you know, but I'm excited and so far, I've enjoyed this job.
Mr. Batista, we've all heard these numbers that American Indians are 7% of Montana's residents, but make up 17% of offenders supervised by Montana's correction system. Is that just the byproduct of poverty and high alcohol and drug abuse rates on the reservations, or is it something else?
Well, I'm not sure I know all the factors that lead to that percentage. I mean, obviously, us, the department being at the back end of the criminal justice system, we have very little say in who comes our way in either secure facilities or community corrections. But I think all the things that lead to people entering the correction system, I think there are a lot of similarities through all of our offenders. I think that, you know, certainly alcohol and drug abuse contributes to a lot of the problems that offenders have that we see in the correction system. It's estimated that, you know, 93% of all the offenders in our system at some point have had a drug or alcohol problem. That's speaking generally about all offenders. I think economics, poverty come into play when you're talking about Native Americans as well as just the general population of the folks that we see in our correction system. So I think the same issues apply to almost everyone that's in the general population.